We've been, as a company, dealing with this for some time. There's no doubt that there's a tightness in the market associated primarily now with the fact that Imperial has been dealing with the Port Wentworth explosion now for well over a year. For a while, there was some sugar coming in from export sources, notably Mexico, that was kind of keeping supply a little bit better than where it would be without it. That supply has now diminished, but Imperial is coming back. And I'm proud to say that throughout this entire time period, we're not aware of any sugar user that did not get sugar to keep their plant running. And certainly we've been able to keep the grocery shelves stocked with sugar, as well as the other channels such as food service. So we're not aware of anybody that hasn't had sugar. We are not really operating at absolute full capacity. We're fairly close. We could pump out a little more sugar if we had to, and we have plenty of inventory available. We've been able to just stay ahead of where the industry needed. So there has been no shortage of sugar, but it's been a challenge for us to keep up with it. But I'm proud to say that we've been able to do it.